Please welcome Eric the Black, history's only known Black Viking.
My name is Eric, but the men in my clan, they call me Eric the Black. I don't mind much. I've always felt a bit different growing up in Oslo, the only one of my kind at my high school. Let's face it, it's not easy being the only Christian at an all-pagan private school. But I have overcome it, and now I am the commander of my own ship, and me fellow Vikings have put our differences aside. Take my first mate, Lothar. He cometh now.
Eric, we're closing in on the shore. Shall we drop anchor, Captain, or should we do a row-by?
A row-by, Lothar?
Yes, sir. We wouldn't even have to get out of our ride. We'd just roll up, pop a battle axe in someone's ass from the stern, and row off. They won't even know what hit their ass, sir.
Where do you get such foolish ideas, Lothar? The History Channel? Sometimes I swear you're whack, dog.
Some of us, we were talking, sir. We heard it's something Christians do.
Lothar, we are Vikings. We rape and we pillage. Now, how do you suppose we rape and pillage by rowing by and not getting off the ship?
Well, I wouldn't miss pillaging so much, sir. It's a good point you bring up, Captain. Forget Lothar asked. I'll alert the clan, sir.
Yes, remind the clan who's a running shit up in this motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Lothar, before you leave, let me ask you a question. Have you seen my battle ask? What is so funny, Lothar?
Your Christian dialect, sir. You do have a way with words, Captain. I'm afraid I haven't seen your battle ask, my dog.
Well, I can't very well go into a pillage without being strapped. Find it, Lothar, find it.
Captain, if I could make a suggestion, why not club your rivals with that enormous penis of yours?
What good is having an enormous penis, Lothar, if it's too bruised for Mrs. Eric upon our return to Oslo?
You mean your baby's mama, Captain?
Hee-hee. Fashizzle my dizzle, fashizzle. Now enough of this. Let us pillage!
Later that evening, after the pillaging...
I do believe it was a stirring victory, Lothar.
Indeed, sir. We sure done tore their crap up, Captain.
Let us drink!
Can I get you a celebratory gin and juice, Captain?
You know what, Lothar? That does sound mighty good.
And the treasure, sir. Where should I have the clan put the bling bling, Captain?
I'll take all the ice, Lothar, save the gold for the king, and put some of that silver round my neck. As for the rest, the clan can sure shove it up their ass for all I care.
Yes, sir. And I shall set some gold aside for you too, Captain, in case you change your mind about that tooth idea I came up with.
You do that, Lothar. You do that. And Lothar, feed my men. Let them feast after a job well done.
You heard the captain. Build some fires, men, and dress some chickens for a feast.
Lothar. Yes, Captain. I know most of the men love the fire thing, but could you fry up my chicken? If it's not too much trouble.
No trouble at all, sir. Peace out, my captain.
Much love, Lothar. Much love. Let us jam the music, my Norseman brothers. Damn, would you look at these fools trying to bounce to Fitty? Am I the only Viking in the world who can dance? My God, it's embarrassing. Hi, I'm Eric, the Black Viking. The Morning Ritual, Edge 103 and 9.